Tim, the importance of sticking with something right to the very end was certainly exemplified this afternoon.
Yep. We didn't win, I don't know. I just do not know. Well, a mixture of poor finishing, great last-minute blocks, probably a little bit of poor decision-making on the final passing, things like that. Listen, you can't give anyone two goals. The two goals we gave were horrific, absolutely horrific, both from throw-ins in the middle of the pitch, with nothing at all on the agenda, then all of a sudden, bang, we're picking our ball out of the net twice, which was scandalous because they didn't lay a glove on us until then. After, I thought we were really poorly out the blocks for 15 minutes. I thought we looked slow, sluggish. Then all of a sudden, we managed to get a foothold in the game, started pinning them in. I thought we completely dominated the first half till then. The second half, especially after the sending off, but even prior to that, was just like a one-way road, a one-way traffic. It was just a case of whether we could get the next one, and obviously we did. And then it was when we scored the equaliser, I just thought we were going to win. I honestly thought we were going to win it, and we nearly did with another good block. Listen, we're 2-0 down, it's a good point. Don't disrespect a point, but I thought we could have had them asleep with an hour gone.
You got a lot of ball into their box, quality ball as well. Often won the first one, but not the second touch that you needed.
Well, we got on the second touch a few times and then didn't connect properly with the ball or hit the target. Other times, listen, you're not going to get on everyone. And I think, you know, when you look at where the majority goals are scored in the box, one touch. You know, very rarely do you see people smashing balls in the top corner from 25, 30 yards once in a blue moon. You know, people score in any league in the world, one touch in the box. So unless you get quality balls in there, you ain't going to score many goals. And how many times I saw it come to ground and we either got the first contact and missed or they managed to block it or whatever. But it was one of those days. We've come off three terrific results on the road. You know, last time we lost to Fylde here. And again, against the run of play, we lost. But we did. So I was glad that we didn't lose today because, A, we didn't deserve it. And, B, it just keeps the scoreboard ticking over.
And something you've worked on very hard this season is having people on the bench who can make an impact. All three substitutes have had an impact.
Yeah, I think every time we've put one on in the last few weeks, and in general, to be fair, they have made a positive contribution to the game. You know, George is one of the fittest players at the club, but he's got a howitzer of a throw. So it just from anywhere in that half of the pitch, you know, it can put people under pressure. You can't be offside, and we're looking to get on bounces, you know, on second balls. And there's no secret about that. But so is everyone else in this division. Now, I don't see anyone playing like Barcelona in our league, but usually the ones that suggest we're long ball are the ones that are long ball themselves. So listen, we fight on. Long way to go. You know, 12 games for us, but plenty more for some of the other teams, you know. And it could well be a blanket finish of a lot of teams, and there'll be a lot of pressure on a lot of clubs with big support, big budgets, who are considered that they should be there. We're not one of them, so if we can hang around and make it a bun fight, then that'll be wonderful.